You got to watch out who you are hanging out with. I'm reminded that the Bible says that evil communication corrupts good manners. In other words, you need to pay attention to the people that you're hanging out with. Some people don't mean you no good, and they may not have an evil plan plotted against you. Maybe their mind is just so poor that they mean you no good. Oh, look, let me tell you something. I'm not making this video just because I have nothing else to do. I really have a lot to do. And I'm going to go and take care of it once I get done with this video. But it is passionately on my heart to tell you that you got to be careful who you are hanging out with. It doesn't matter if you've known these people from childhood to adulthood. If you want to see where you are in life and why you are there, all you got to do is pay attention to the people you hang out with. If you are constantly rubbing elbows with people who are broke, with people who are depressed, with people who are upset, guess what? You find yourself in the same situation, broke, depressed, and upset. Birds of a feather flock together. If you are single and all you hang out with is people who are single, no wonder can't nobody get next to you, because your single hangout friends is low-key hating on you and always got something to say about the person that you're interested in. When are you going to stand up and become your own woman or become your own man and think your own thoughts? Come on now. Why do you always got to run to somebody and ask them for advice and ask them what they think about this person and what they think about that person? You need to watch out who you are hanging out with, because Jesus said it like this. He says, the poor you will have with you always. And that's not necessarily meaning poor as in having money or not having no money. But you got some people who are poor in their thinking. They never see their self advancing. They never see their self getting ahead. They never see their self not working at McDonald's. They're content with the little bit they got, that they're not even going to push forward to what is ahead because they're poor in their thinking. Then you got some people who are poor in their hygiene. How in the world can you be a clean person and you hang out with people who have poor hygiene? At least have enough dignity and gall to call them out on it and say you need to floss and brush your teeth because you got all that stuff stuck inside of your teeth. I'm sorry, I cannot hang out with people who are poor in their mind. They're poor in their character. They're poor in their spirit. You need to watch out for the people you are hanging out with. You need to start rubbing elbows with people that, the people that's successful, the people that have a dream and people that have a vision and people that want to go somewhere. Why would you hang out with people who eat like a pig when you trying to lose weight? Come on now. It just don't make no sense to me. You need to start thinking your own thoughts. You need to start walking your own walk. You need to start running your own race and stop depending on other folks to give you approval before you go forward and do the things that you need to do. If you want to know where am I at in life and why I'm here, all you got to do is look around to the people that you are rubbing elbows with the people that you are hanging out with. Let me tell you something, even some family, I'm going to say it, and I know a lot of people don't like it, but even some family members, they don't want to go nowhere. They want to stay right there in the ghetto. They want to stay right there in the hood. They want to stay right there with that poor mentality, that impoverished mentality, that inferior mentality, that mentality that nothing else is attainable. Do you ever notice that college-educated people don't hang out with people who dropped out of high school? Not saying that they won't talk to them or they won't acknowledge them as an individual, but you don't really never see them hanging out at the dinner table or going out doing things together. Why? Because it's birds of a feather flock together. They're has a different type of mentality. And I'm sorry, I'm not bougie. I don't think that I'm better than you. I just know that there's some people that I just can't hang around with. I'm not gonna let you superimpose your ideas into my head when I'm thinking above and not beneath. You thinking beneath, I'm thinking above. I'm thinking ahead, you thinking below. I'm not the tail, I'm the head. I'm moving forward into a destiny that's great. I believe that my account is going to be full. I believe that my health is going to be great. So I'm not going to hang out with people who's always poor and always asking and begging for something. I'm going to hang out with the people who's always borrowing. I'm not going to hang out with people, who's lending and not borrowing, okay? You got a group of people who always like to ask people for stuff. As soon as they call on your phone, you look on your phone and be like, oh, Lord, what they finna ask for now? You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be bothered with people like that. I want to be bothered with people that got some money, that's lending money, that got NRA, that owns a company. Come on now, that's driving their own car. Why would I hang out with people who don't drive their own car, who don't think their own thoughts, who don't do their own thing? Why would I hang out with people like that? That makes no sense at all. I want to hang out with people who are where I want to go. I don't want to hang out with people who's looking back, who's stuck on the past, who can't move forward, who's always blaming the system and people on their downfall. I don't hang out with people like that. You know why? Because I have that same type of mentality. You need to be careful who you hanging out with. You need to be careful who you rubbing elbows with. There are some of your childhood friends that you need to let go because they are not going anywhere. And I'm just giving it to you raw. You're wondering, why can't I find a good person to be with? Why have I been single all my life? Because you've been dealing with all these single folks all your life. You got a single folk mentality. If you want to get married, if you want to get in a relationship and you want it to be a lasting relationship, then you need to get around people who have lasting relationships. You need to talk to people who have a successful relationship. If you want to own a business, and if you want to be an entrepreneur, the last thing you need to deal with is somebody who's working at Walmart. You need to get with the CEO. You need to get with people who's going or who's where you want to go. You need to really check the people you are hanging out with. If you are hanging out with people who don't like to exercise, who's lazy, who like to lay around the house and all they want to do is eat pig fig and hog maw, and that's all they want to do, and that's who you hang out with, guess what? You're going to find yourself looking like them, acting like them, talking like them. But if you get around people who go to the gym every day, come on, and you hanging out with them, guess what? They're going to say, bring your rump to the gym with me. You want to hang out? Come on, let's do a few push-ups. Let's do a few dips. Let's do something with our body. You need to be careful who you're hanging out with. And it's not all about, you know, I know the church folks say evil communication corrupts good manners. That's what the Bible say. And they say, look, you don't need to hang out with them people because they wicked and they evil. But let me bring this into the secular realm. Can I? You need to start hanging out with people who means you some good, with people who's going to help you progress and move forward in life. You don't need to hang out with people who ain't going nowhere, who's on the street and who's begging for money and who's lying and cheating and stealing and doing all that kind of stuff. Not if you want to get ahead, you want to be successful, you got to hang out with people who are successful, who are already ahead. I can't express that enough, because some people think I'm acting bougie and they like, well, I like you, but you act like you don't like me. Well, the truth of the matter is, I just don't like your poor character. You have a poor character because of the people you hang out with. They have a poor character, okay? And then they're all in your ear, and they're manipulating you, and they're telling you all this down stuff. No wonder you're never up. No wonder your spirits is never high. No wonder the only thing you focus on is sex, booty, dick, and pussy. That's the only thing you want to focus on because you don't see life as large as it is, as big as it is. You don't see all the opportunities that's before you every day. And it's not my job to push you into that realm. It has to be something that's deeply embedded inside of your heart when you want to move forward. And listen, when you rub elbows with people that you know got a destiny and they got a dream and they got ambition to move forward in life, you gravitate to those people and you say, you know what, this is the person I want to be my friend. This is the person I want to be chattering in my ear. I don't want all that negative stuff in my ear. I don't want all those negative people. Oh my God. I don't want all that negative stuff in my ear. Somebody need to check yourself and you need to check your friends and see who you're hanging out with, and you will know why you're not getting forward in life. You wondering why you're not moving forward? It's because your friends are holding you back. Somebody need to get some new friends. Somebody need to get some new associates. Because if you don't, you're going to constantly stay in the rut that you're in. Now, that's all I got to do. I know I rant and I rave, but I had to get that out of my spirit because I'm so tired of poor mentality people, of poor character people trying to hook up and hang up with me. Look, you can't hook up with me. You can't hang on to me. I'm not going to let you. I'm going to loose you and let you go. I hang out with successful people. I hang out with people who are successful in their mind. I hang out with people who have dreams and ambition. I hang out with people who want to move forward and are not stuck. I don't know what type of people you hanging out with, but if you're hanging around those kind of people who are stuck and you're wondering, why am I stuck? It's because you're connected to the wrong people. You need to loose them and let them go. Even if that means you got to be by yourself. You need to be by yourself, think your own thoughts, walk your own walk, and run your own race. I'm Herbert McLean, Herbie Mac, and I won't take none of it back. Yeah. Make sure you share this with that negative friend. When they ask you, why you acting like that? You be like, because I'm trying to move forward, baby. You stuck.